The Boston mayoral election is still about 6 months away, but the advertising blitz has already begun. Mayor Menino's out with TV ads. WBUR senior media analyst John Carroll says Menino's traditional ad approach stands in stark contrast to his opponent's new media marketing efforts.
In any election year, incumbents have a built-in advantage in both fundraising and publicity. The latter, however, has always been a mixed blessing for Boston Mayor Tom Menino, whose every public appearance is an adventure. Here, for example, is Menino at last month's Urban Improv charity fundraiser in a skit where he plays Abe Lincoln, don't ask, visiting Michelle Obama.
Hey, Michelle, how about a little Sam Adams and some Guacamole?
When Menino's not asking for guacamole, he's asking for votes in a $100,000 advertising campaign. One TV spot has Menino talking about safe streets programs, gun control, and, of course, education.
My goal is to have every kid in Boston have an opportunity to go to an after-school program. When other cities are going the wrong way, we're going the right way.
Yes, if by the right way you mean Boston has an actual mayoral race this year, instead of the mismatches of the past two elections. If politics had a mercy rule, Menino's contest with Peggy Davis Mullen and Maura Hennigan would have been stopped well before Election Day. This year, though, Menino has three, count 'em, three opponents, none of whom have yet launched an old media ad campaign, but all of whom are working the new media margins. Start with at-large city councilor Michael Flaherty, who is sort of Web 1.0. He has a bare-bones internet site that features little more than a video of his airplane banner ad flying over Fenway Park on opening day. Flaherty does, however, have 2,500 friends on Facebook. Real estate developer and mayoral candidate Kevin McRae is Web 1.5. His site has, wait for it, Kevin's blog, as well as videos on YouTube like this one.
Hello, I'm Kevin McRae, and I'm running for mayor of Boston to end the waste and abuse at City Hall.
Boston mayoral challenger number three is at-large city councilor Sam Yoon, and he's definitely Web 2.0. Yoon is hooked up with Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Flickr, and YouTube, where he's uploaded lots of testimonials from people who don't live in Boston, along with his campaign announcement.
Welcome. I'm Sam Yoon, and I'm running to be the next mayor of Boston. I'm proud to be a Bostonian. Yeah, I love this city.
Yes, well, don't they all? They just don't have the money to profess their love in the mainstream media instead of only on the web right now. As the election grows nearer, though, it's likely all the Boston mayoral candidates will settle on some old media, new media mashup. But if Tom Menino's track record is any indication, the accent will be on MASH.
John Carroll is senior media analyst for WBUR and a mass communication professor at Boston University.